Studio 360.
America was a source of inspiration to me when I was a kid.
Ray Davies has had a soft spot for America for a long time. I don't want no
Cadillac. Not just the music, but the culture of cowboys and Indians, good guys, bad guys. But the good guys were clearly definitively different to the bad guys. There's an obviousness about it, but I found quite quaint, really, and safe. But of course, when I got here, it was a bit different.
In the 1960s, as the driving force of the Kinks, he fused American R&B and early rock and roll with completely British storytelling. And from the 1970s on, for three decades, Ray Davies lived off and on in New York City and New Orleans. He was living in New Orleans in 2004, in fact, when a mugger shot him in the leg. And after that, he went to the UK to recover and never moved back to America.
But I still love the place, and it's part of me that's still there. And I think you hear it in the music, too.
I just got back from a walk down the square to the local Kentucky to see what was cooking down there.
Ray Davies' new solo album is called Americana, which was also the title of his memoir, which came out in 2012. Since he has been focused on these United States so much, we asked him to tell us about some of the American songs that have meant a lot to him over the years.
They're really rocking in Boston. This is a Chuck Berry song called Sweet Little 16.
Deep in the heart of Texas and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans.
You've got two or three different rhythms going on at the same time. You've got a big band thing, obviously, and you've got the chug chug from Chuck Berry. I think that's that man Johnson on keyboard, playing bebop type fills. It's a combination of great, great rhythms, and separate them and they'll sound radically different, but put them together, it just rolls along beautifully.
Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay.
First saw it on a theatre film called Jazz on a Summer's Day. I think I was about 13. It was about the Newport Jazz Festival, and Chuck Berry was like a radical guest to have on. He was playing with the Louis Armstrong Band as a backup band. And you could tell that a lot of the players, jazz players, were saying, what is this? What is this guy? Kind of parodied what he was doing and slyly smiled at one another. But he kept dancing across the stage in his own way, playing incredible bum notes as well, which I found fascinating. Bum note is a bad note, wrong note, whatever. But I think it's one of the essences of rock and roll. They were on the verge of being out of tune, but he kept it going. He's a beautiful player. I'm not saying he's an untidy player, but he just wasn't afraid to push the limits with bending the strings and all for the groove. It's great stuff.
Sweet little thing.
One of those things I constantly carry with me. I think songs like Sweet Little 16 give you a chance to refocus. It's a touchstone with what music inspires you to be a musician.
I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
We'll be hanging on the telephone.
I wanted to play this track. It's by Blondie. It's called Hanging on the Telephone.
I heard from Mother, now she's going out the door.
the antithesis of what I was saying about Chuck Berry, where everything floats together in different rhythms. This is an out-and-out pop record. They're all playing on the 8-beat. They made the album Parallel Lines in the same studio we were recording Low Budget in at the time. It was a place called the Power Station. Blondie were in Studio 2, we were in Studio 1. And we used to listen to one another's work. And Debbie and Chris from the Blondie became fairly good friends. And they were based in New York in their punk scene. It was all around. It was part of a culture that was emerging, coming through at CBGB's, which I found very energising and interesting. Last time I was in New Orleans, I played Voodoo Fest, 2010. And all the great different styles of music were playing. I went on the stage I played, a band called The Meters came on, and they played Sissy Strut. And to me, that summed up my whole experience of New Orleans. It's not a complicated song, but the groove is incredible. There's no real tune to it, it's just a riff, which is fantastic. It didn't have a guy singing, "Yeah, baby, it's gonna be great out there." No fake vocals on it or anything. It just, we are gonna set a piece of rhythm down that you're gonna love. And to me, that's as good as any tune. It's very casual in its approach, and New Orleans is a bit like that to me. Just float with the rhythm. But underneath it, there's a tension in the music as well when that snare drum comes down. There's a tension in New Orleans as well at times. I was in New Orleans 2004, walking down the street on a bright sunny day, and I was mugged by a guy. And I chased him and he shot me. He really shot me. I was aware it could happen. I was with a friend a few weeks before and we saw a guy get shot uptown. And that same crack sound you hear is a snap sound. And fortunately, I recovered. The poor man who I saw get shot a few weeks earlier didn't. Happened so many times in America, but thankfully I came out the other side. You know, I recovered for the most part. I kept a very sort of extensive diary while I was in New Orleans. And looking at it recently when I was making the record to get source material, I realised I still had an affection for it, and I still do, because the great music and great people. And it may be an exotic place, but there's a lot of suffering down there, a lot of hardship, and people get through. It's going back to the Sissy Strut. You know, I feel there's an undercurrent there. Saying bad things could happen, but let's enjoy it while we can.
Ray Davies' new album is called Americana. You can hear more of the songs on his playlist that he made for us at studio360.org.